As part of a decades-long argument between England and Spain over the Carolinas, Spanish privateers, pirates legally sanctioned by Spain, attacked here on September 4, 1748. A local historian says they had stopped at Fort Johnston, but it was Sunday, so apparently everyone was here for church. Cannon fire from the three ships and musket shots from a ground force offloaded downstream announced their arrival. The privateers pillaged homes, stores, and docked merchant ships until the town's militia commander pulled together around 60 men, a third of them black. They snuck into town as the Spanish were loading stolen goods onto a captured English ship and drove them offshore. One of the privateer ships blew up by accident and sank while firing on the militia. A cannon, almost certainly from that ship, is displayed at the visitor center. During the Civil War, Confederates built breastworks on the old town site and named it Fort Anderson. It fell to Federal troops after a naval bombardment and three-day battle in February of 1865. Fittingly, it then was used by the U.S. Freedmen's Bureau as the largest camp in the Cape Fear area for refugees from slavery until 1867.